the children will now come down for Kids Corner. Be sharing some time with Betty Hallcroft this morning.
I love Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus. Come on now, sing with me. How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Wow. This is wonderful. My goodness, I'm so glad to see all of you here. This is a great day. Do you know that our president has said this Thursday, May the 6th, is a National Day of Prayer? And I want to talk to you just a little bit about prayer. Now, probably all of you have said a prayer sometime or another. Here in church, sometimes we all say a prayer together. We say the Lord's Prayer. Maybe you say a prayer before you have dinner at home. Or maybe when you go to bed, you say a nighttime prayer. Well, you know what? That's what God wants. He wants us to pray to Him. But, you know, a prayer doesn't have to really be, now I lay me down to sleep, or just thank you, God, for this food. And it doesn't have to be a long prayer. It doesn't have to be a certain prayer. There aren't certain words that you have to say. You can say any words. You can just say, God, my toe hurts. You can say, God, it's sunny out today. I can ride my bike. Yes, she can ride her bike. You can say, God, I'll be so glad when school's out. Oh, I bet you all want to tell God that, don't you? Yes. We want to tell God the happy things, and we want to tell God the sad things. If we're sad about something, if you got a tummy ache, or if you just, somebody made you a little bit put out, somebody said something to hurt your feelings, well, then we need to tell God, God, so-and-so hurt my feelings. Talk to God. Talk to Him. Okay, you all have a very best friend. I'm sure you do. Each of you have a best friend. What if you went 5 days, 5 days, and you did not even say hi to your best friend? Don't you think that wouldn't go over? Probably that best friend might not still be your best friend. Well, God wants to be your friend. He wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to pray to Him. And I want you to remember that it doesn't have to be, like I said, it doesn't have to be a really long prayer. It can just be one word. Sometimes the prayer only can just be God. We can't maybe say it. Our heart knows it, but we don't know how to say the words. And all you have to do is just say God. And God knows. But we have to do it first. So I'm going to give you a little gift here. Excuse me, sweetheart. And this is just a little box that has some mints in it. It's no big deal at all. But it has a praying hands on the front of it. So this Thursday, maybe this would help remind you that Thursday is a National Day of Prayer. So I want you to try to remember and pray every day. But remember, tell your friends. Some of your friends don't know. A National Day of Prayer Thursday, okay? I'm going to give each one of you those, and then we're going to have our cups, and then we're going to get donations. So, but right now, let's bow our heads, and let's do have a prayer, okay? Oh, God, we just love You so much. You are, as I use Pastor Eric's words, You are such an awesome God. God, I thank you for these children. I thank you for their eyes, the way that they look at you, their hearts, the way that they want to give them to you. And God, I thank you for their parents. Parents brought these children, or some friend brought these children. God, I just thank you for that person, that family. I just lift up Pastor Eric now as he brings our message to us, that he might open our hearts, that we might just listen in awe of the words that he speaks of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me get the rest of these passed out.
The children collect change for missions. If you'd please turn in your hymn books to page number 408, we will sing The Gift of Love.